Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll on a honey.
Is Glenn Simpson. Simpson, eh? Where is this man and why does he matter? Well, that's what we're going to talk about tonight, right here on the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. These are the days we live for, ladies and gentlemen. We got us a fight on our hands, but it's one we're going to easily win. You're listening to us live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. As we come to you live, you can give us a call at 407-774-8255. The marathon man himself, Nicholas Cicero, is on the bridge. Got the chairman of the board, economist extraordinaire, and the creator of our contest, Mike McBath, in studio.
Chris, I have to tell you, I actually found one great individual in the city of New York.
Who is that?
It was last night, Aaron Judge. You know, here comes the judge. He was the lead home run hitter in the home run contest. This guy was so awesome. I mean, the place was sold out in Miami. Minimum ticket was $1,000. And this guy hit first time up 22 home runs, then 21. He went on to win it. But I have to tell you, I mean, I've seen many, many baseball players, and this guy is a phenom. And, of course, you know who owns him? The Yankees. And then there was another guy there from the Yankees, too, that was another phenom. So, you know, baseball is on the rise because people love when you watch the reaction of the crowd. I mean, this guy hit one over 500 feet, which, you know, is an unbelievable shot in baseball. So, interesting. There was something different. I liked it.
All right. Well, there's something else on the rise, and it's still the stock market in spite of the news today.
We'll talk about that.
I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Thank you for tuning in today. We will be talking about Glenn Simpson and how he fits into all this. I know most of you don't know who in the world Glenn Simpson is. Some of you might. But when we finish the show tonight, all of you who will be listening will know who he is.
And probably won't like him.
And might, probably not. Although don't know that he necessarily did anything illegal. If anybody has, it would be perhaps him. But we're going to, as I said, talk to tell you about him tonight and how he fits in with Don Jr. and the Russian collaboration and the dossier and all that, and John McCain, all that business. We're going to tie together tonight in the second hour of the show. All right. First of all, Abe Katzman, I think, is going to be joining us today. It depends on his travel schedule, if he was able to free up. If not, of course, we got plenty to talk about with this Don Jr. thing. And there's a lot of hand-wringing going on out there. There's a lot of hyperbole going on out there. I was even disappointed to see on Fox this afternoon Liz Claman speaking with somebody on their business channel talking about how this is costing us money. Right after she described, and by the way, of course, she's talking stock market-wise. Right after she described how it was not costing us money. You want to explain what I'm talking about?
Well, just an example today. And I mean, I think...
What happened when the news about Trump Jr.'s emails came out?
Immediately, the market rebounded up.
No, immediately it went down.
Oh, it went down. But
about how much?
About 125, 130
points. How long did it stay down?
And it stayed down to about 11:45.
In other words, it stayed down a few minutes.
Right.
Long enough for people to read the emails, I take
That's
it, right?
That's exactly right. Then we had a sharp rebound, and then McConnell helped a little bit, too, when he talked about he believes they'll get the agenda through. But the main point
and,
behind
and,
it...
Did it end up, as far I know, we just...
We
up,
ended up a couple points up on the high.
So, in other words, it didn't cost anybody any money.
Didn't
today.
Cost anybody
See,
any money.
See, this is what I'm talking about, all this hyperbole and this nonsense out there.
But I think, too, what she's referencing also is the fact that people are just... You know, in this area of money, we want things done. You know what I mean? I want to see this tax bill. Get this thing through. America's industry, everything we live off of, every day we go to work, get something done. You people are doing nothing but being tied up in this garbage. Stay focused.
Well, the Senate did go back into session yesterday. Congress did.
Mm-hmm.
And today at 1:30, the Republicans held a closed-door meeting. And at about 2:20 or so, I guess, Mitch McConnell came out, which is what you're referencing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said three things, in essence, that the market probably liked. They're still aiming for a vote next week on the health care bill. Okay.
Right.
They know they need
Certainly
to get that
positive.
Out of the way because they know they have to deal with the debt ceiling
mm-hmm.
and that they have to do that before the August recess. And then finally, they are extending their work session by 2 weeks, or if you want to look at it this way, shortening the recess by 2 weeks. In other words, instead of taking 5 weeks off, all of August and the first part of September, it'll now be they'll work the first 2 weeks of August, be off the last two, and then the first week of September.
Remember last week we referenced the fact that our congressmen only work 147 days a year?
Yeah.
And that's less than half for those who don't.
Well, you can tag on a few days.
Yeah.
And then there's still, depending on who you talk to, speculation on whether they will get the health thing done. As we've told you repeatedly on the show before, though, they're trying to do it through the budget reconciliation process. And if they waste that opportunity, it has more ramifications, more repercussions than just not getting changes in Obamacare. It also affects the tax cuts, okay? And it affects the budgets going forward because this is not a health care bill. It is a budget bill, which includes health care changes in it. So it has to get done one way or the other, or it upsets the whole apple cart. All right? Which brings us back now to Junior, because, in fact, the market was not adversely affected by Junior. They were initially the scare, you know, that came out. But once people read the emails and saw that there's actually no crime there, there's nothing close to treason like a handful of idiots are talking about. And they, in fact, there is nothing there. I'm going to go even further and say this, and I'll say it right out. By the way, Junior is going to be on Hannity tonight at 10 o'clock.
And Hannity claims he's going to ask him every question he knows. I hope he gets some help with somebody else, too, by the
right.
way. But anyway, I'm talking about Hannity.
But you know what? I think the fact that Junior's going on there speaks a lot about what a phony charge this is.
Well, first of all, they're crying in their soup over at CNN and the New York Times because Junior scooped them. Okay, they claimed that they had the emails and they were going to just drip and drip this out. See?
And he wipes them out with one statement.
He says, right. "The hell with this." I'm sure he showed them to his lawyer. Right. Is this illegal? No. Okay.
Take it.
Have it.
Yep.
Have at it. Have your little hissy fit. Get it over with. And we're going to get back to business as far as the Trump administration is concerned. And by the way, today at the press conference, which was not on the video, just audio, Sarah Huckabee Sanders referred all questions to Junior's lawyers, which was actually very very clever and smart at the same time. And it also, you know, of course, gets under the skin of the libs. And
I think, like you say, having him on Hannity tonight, you know, I mean, he's going to tell the whole story. And the reality of it is it kills the story tomorrow and the next day and the next day for our good friends at CNN.
Well, I don't know that it kills it.
Not kills it, but it's just, say, tenderizes it a little bit.
It does, because it's going to be kind of hard to add to it. this is what they've been hoping for all along, the proof. And it is not. What it shows is they were trying to get some information that they thought that could be provided to them. And by the way, even if it did come directly from the Russian government, even if the Trump campaign knew all about it, actually, even if they solicited it, guess what? That's not illegal. It is not illegal. It does not violate election laws or anything like that. It does not come close to be tantamount to treason or anything of the sort. And one of the ways that we know it is that the Clintons were doing the very same thing. The very same thing. As a matter of fact, as we're going to reveal later on in the show, exactly the opposite was going on. Okay? Whatever we've been told by the media has been happening, it was the opposite. And perhaps that's exactly why they spend so much time building up this nonsensical story, because they don't want us to know that the exact opposite is the truth. And even then, probably not illegal. Unless, and here is the unless or the if or the but, a deal was struck such that we're not just going to give you information, we're going to give you money. Okay, that violates election laws. Or, we'll give you this information if you do this for us. That violates election laws. None of that, according to all the participants in the meeting, including the lawyer herself today in an interview on NBC, happened. As a matter of fact, it appears to be every bit of a setup. And once again, we're going to tie this to Glenn Simpson later on. A setup in the sense that somebody was promising something that this lawyer had no intention or maybe even knowledge of delivering.
Right. Yep.
Right? Okay? And it was set up by a publicist for a Russian entertainer whose father was friends with a Russian diplomat. Is all of this beginning to make sense in the opposite way? Okay, that something nefarious was going on, but it wasn't being done by the Trump administration. Rather, it was being done to the Trump administration. And Glenn Simpson is right in the middle of it. Who is Glenn Simpson? We're going to tell you who Glenn Simpson is in the next hour of the show. I hate to tease you like that, but I'm anticipating having Abe on. If not, maybe we'll get to it a little bit earlier in this hour of the show. But we're going to take some time talking about it, because it ties a lot of loose strings together. This one feller does, okay? Because let's just say he's a big catalyst in all of this business. And it is business, the business of politics. And, you know, I've been tweeting a good deal about this today. And, you know, they're trying to make this is the smoking gun. This is, there's smoke all over the place. Mueller's going to be all over this. Well, by the time Mueller gets to it, it's going to be a skeletal carcass, because all the information is going to be out.
Could be defanged late tonight when Hannity's, when they put him on Hannity, he's going to hurt their story. And the reality of it is, again, our congressmen are also suckers for this. I mean, they step away from what their goals and objectives should be. Get the health care done. Get the tax situation done.
Well, I think that
and let this destroy itself.
I think that's part of what was the signal from the Senate today is that the you'll all have to deal with that with his lawyers and the special prosecutor. We got work to do.
We got to get it done, or you guys aren't going to be elected again.
Right.
A lot of fuming individuals sitting out there.
Right. And once again, all of this stuff is meant to postpone, stop whatever they can do to Trump and his policies. And by the way, there's some numbers out today in terms of his nominations. Everybody's been complaining, why doesn't Trump nominate more people? Why doesn't he get them nominated? Why doesn't he get them approved? Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, has nominated 242 people to be members of his administration. 50. Barely more than one-fifth have been approved. The rest are being held up by Chuck Boy Schumer in the Senate. By this time in his administration, Barack Obama had nominated 336, and 186 of them had been approved.
It's amazing, though.
In all key positions.
Right, the public's not aware of this in a sense. We all know that the media is not going to jump in and help Trump. So, you know, it's pretty sad.
They may not also be aware. You know, he signed, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, that Veterans Administration law, which gave the Veterans Administration administrator, I should say, the ability to fire lousy employees.
Right.
Do you know how many they fired since then?
I would guess none.
500.
Oh, good.
Over 200 have been suspended on top of that.
See, that makes everybody happy, knowing
And by the way, some unemployment numbers. I'm not talking about the jobs numbers. I wanted to mention this last night. I'll do it right now before I forget again. Some unemployment numbers came out yesterday from the government. Guess which sector of the economy has been the biggest beneficiary of employment gains since Donald J. Trump took office?
I know it's not government. Don't tell me that. You know, so
What demographic? Let me put it that way. What demographic?
Oh, I'd say a middle class working American.
Black teenagers.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Black teenagers.
Because
who had the highest unemployment rate? It has come down a fifth, from 26.1 to 21.1.
Do you think it has anything to do with immigration being shut down at the borders?
I think it has a hell of a lot to do with that.
And do you think it has anything with Trump encouraging employers to hire people in training programs and to, you know, work within the cities? I think so.
I think it does. All right. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to have Abe Katzman join us. So please stick around for more of the American Adversaries. Who is Glenn Simpson? Are you typing it into Google right now?
Is he an astronaut?
You spell Glenn with two
N's.
No, not
an astronaut.
Simpson, eh? New man? We're going to find out all about it.
Is he related to Homer?
Don't!
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in the Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Yet another crash, I-4 westbound, this one before Princeton, blocking at least one lane, and you're heavy back to Lee Road. Still got problems in Sanford, too, from 1792 to 46 for two earlier crashes. Downtown Orlando at the 408, John Young Parkway to the Turnpike will be heavy. Sand Lake to 535 on the brakes, and past 192, you're heavy. Eastbound delays, 192 to 535. They've cleared the crash before 535. After that, slow South Orange Blossom Trail to Ivanhoe and Lee Road to Maitland. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
All right, of course, that music means it is time now today for Abe Katzman to join us. Abe, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing just fine. I'm talking to you today from beautiful, sunny Seattle, Washington.
How about
wow.
that?
Are you getting paid $15 an hour to talk to us, Abe?
At least. That's the minimum.
Yeah, I know.
So.
But did you see where actually some cities and states are backing off of that?
Yeah, because they've seen the ramifications.
All right. Speaking of ramifications, are there any from Junior's dust up, which seems to have turned into a dust storm of some sort today, Abe?
Sure looks like it. The question is, well, a couple of things. One question is there more coming? Is there more information coming? This has been, you know, really every day there's been some new development in it, and you never know when you've actually gotten whatever information you're going to get. It seems like maybe we have that now. And, you know, you got to look at this, and even though I'd say it, you know, there are obviously elements of it that don't look good, at least that's the initial impression, if this is the best they've got, if this is the closest thing to collusion that they're going to find, then there's really nothing. I mean, it could have been Putin himself in the room with Donald Jr. And where's the collusion? was there a quid pro quo? Was there a did they do anything in concert with the Russians? You know, one meeting that amounted to nothing. And that's supposed to that was supposed to affect our entire presidential campaign. I mean, how does that compare to what the Obama administration and the Clinton administration did in terms of interfering in Israeli elections?
I was going to ask you how you thought that compared, because the Obama administration not only sent over his personal, you know, political consultants, but he also sent over a bunch of taxpayer money.
I don't know. Maybe Israel should try imposing sanctions on Barack Obama and the Clintons. That would be interesting.
You could sanction his boats and yachts and everything.
Not a bad idea. I like that idea.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, at worst, I guess you could say, I don't even know that it was an error in judgment. This was the heat of the campaign. The campaign had just taken on the more serious nature because Trump hadn't been nominated officially, but it was obvious that he was going to get the nomination. They were looking for an edge.
Yeah, that's certainly how, you know, I certainly how people look at it who are who don't want to look at it the other way.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing with this that I really, over the last few weeks, you just kind of feel like this is, I don't know, do we still say jump the shark?
Yeah.
I think the Democrats are actually in danger as a result of this kind of stuff.
I like that point. Hold it right there, because I want to pick it up on the other side, because I think you're exactly right. I think they're playing with fire here, and they're fixing to get burned if they're not very careful. We're speaking with Abe Katzman. He's coming to us live tonight from Seattle, where it's a sunny day. How about that? All right, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Please be with us.
I was born a traveler, man. That's all I'll ever be. Moving around from town to town is what makes me so free.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Russian lawyer who met with Donald Trump Jr. during the 2016 presidential campaign insists she had no compromising information on Hillary Clinton to offer, in contrast to what the email exchange released by Trump's eldest son suggests. Asked if she had compromising information on Hillary Clinton, Natalia Veselnitskaya told reporters Tuesday it is, quote, not true, and Trump Jr. was told so. I never had compromising information and could not have had, she said. Authorities say a wildfire burning near Oroville in Northern California has destroyed at least 36 homes. The numbers released Tuesday come after fire crews surveyed the destruction of the blaze burning in the grassy foothills of the Sierra Nevada. On Wall Street, the Dow by a point to 21,409. The NASDAQ rose 17. The S&P declined 2. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Mick Dolan. Here's your 60-second answer news update. Controversy continues over Donald Trump Jr.'s contacts with Russia last year. Don't miss a thing with your free Answer Orlando app in your device's app store. A 17-year-old boy has died after cliff diving into an inactive lime rock quarry in Ocala yesterday. Authorities say he's the second person in 2 months to die after illegally entering a Marion County quarry. Deputies say they will now actively patrol these areas to enforce trespassing laws. A man has died after jumping out of a plane at Skydive DeLand at DeLand Municipal Airport this morning. DeLand police found a man dead still wearing his partially deployed parachute. And the bodies of both those canoers who went missing in Lake Hiawassee near Metro West on Sunday have been identified. 46-year-old Antonio Maurice Payne and 48-year-old Stephen Lavelle Nichols were longtime friends and knew how to swim, according to neighbors. Some suspect foul play, though. And today is National 7-Eleven Day. Enjoy that free Slurpee. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out, chill out at Chill Cryosauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy. Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryosauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
Some good news and bad news on the westbound side of I-4. The crash in Sanford near 46 has been cleared now. You're still heavy from 1792 to 46, but it's getting better. After that, you're heavy Lee Road to Princeton. A crash before Princeton in the road now. Slow with the 408, John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to 535 and past 192. Heavy eastbound from Osceola Parkway to 535. South Trail to Ivanhoe. Slow Lee Road to Maitland and 417 to the bridge. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 at AM 660. The answer.
Here comes Johnny B. Bad, and you don't want to make him mad.
Hello, this is Buck Merrill, former WCW World Television Champion, Johnny B. Bad. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American Adversaries. And you better listen. Don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Don't mess with Johnny B. Bad.
And don't mess with Abe Katzman either, because he's got the goods. All right, and he is coming to us live tonight from Seattle. And by the way, his website is abekatzman.com. I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath. 407-774-8255 is the number if you would like to join the conversation here. Abe, right before we went to the break, you were expanding on a thought about this whole junior business and the whole Russian collaboration story as being the proverbial jump the shark moment, perhaps. In other words, where is this may now turn in the other direction? Can you elaborate?
Yeah, well, there are a couple of things. I mean, you keep on having these developments. You have this. You have the Comey memos that he gave to his friend, or that were disclosed had classified information in them. And there's a lot of stuff that can still happen both ways here, but you get the sense that the public has moved as far as it's going to move with this. I don't see people who, getting any more outraged than they already are, or than the media already is. And I don't think they're helping themselves. There's limited marginal value in each additional revelation here for the Democrats, and I think that throwing all their eggs into this basket is actually not going to serve them well. It doesn't bother me if they don't do well, but I don't think it's good for the political health.
Hey, Abe, probably the two words I dislike most is breaking news, just because of what you said. In other words, how much more is there left to drain a story that you've had 7 months to try to get to the bottom of it? You have no grounds to go anywhere. This story with the Trump
Junior.
Yeah, this is just a joke. And like myself, I consider myself the normal guy within a business community. We are
somewhat abnormal.
Yeah, maybe a little bit off, but we are so fed up with listening to this story. No matter what side of the parties you were on, it's over. You tried. The story did not work. It's time to move on. And let's go back maybe now and see what really happened. Because, you hear this story and then you think of the uranium story, right? 20% of the uranium.
Right.
I mean, they're not even comparable in the injustices that took place. How can they even mention a story like this?
I hear you. I mean, breaking news, I'd add breaking news and anonymous sources.
Yeah, right. They're the four worst words we could hear today.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100% because it just upsets you so much and you get so tired of this. And I mean, let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about the things we want to get done. You people have missed it, and I'm going to tell you, it's destroying the Democratic Party.
Well, in fact, the media and the Democrats, this is all they have to cling on to right now. And meanwhile, the president has gone to work. What did you think of the G20 summit? They've been all over the map. I mean, but from your perspective, Abe, what did you think of his performance at the summit? And did you see any signs of payback with his meeting with Putin?
Well, I was going to say that I think the Putin meeting and his speech are really the only two things that anyone is going to remember from this. A week from now, the Putin meeting. Look, I think he did what he was supposed to do. What do you expect Putin to say? Whatever Putin actually did, he's not going to own up to it.
Of course not.
But I think the important thing, actually, and what will really stand out is the speech that the president made. This was, you want to call it Reagan-esque? Maybe we'll start calling other speeches Trump-esque. This was good. I think where it really stands out, because of how strongly he came out in defense of Western civilization, and the contrast is, to me, is just so striking that half a year into President Barack Obama's first term, he went to Cairo and he made a speech where he, in essence, apologized
right.
to the Muslim world for Western civilization.
Exactly.
Even said that we're, you know, the U.S., the Western world, were even culpable in Muslim suffering. A lot of good this sort of verbal appeasement did. You've got to wonder just even what people who like that sort of thing, what they're thinking, because if you're the president of the United States and you can't make the case why the United States is something special, who in the world is going to sign on with you? Who's going to come aboard? So when President Trump was speaking, or preaching maybe even, you know, this is the glory of Western civilization, of freedom, of equality for all under the law, and all of the great advances and material gains that you get as a result of this. And when he goes out and he says, our adversaries are doomed because we will never forget who we are. I hope he's right. but he does understand, that the America and the Western world aren't what's wrong with the world. We're what's right with the world, and the world could use a lot more Western civilization influence.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. The left went,
bonkers,
went completely nuts over this. The white supremacist and neo-Nazi and racist and paranoid, and just like, that's really a speech about Western civilization? Is that really where the left is right now? They can't tolerate those words, at least those words coming from him.
Well, I think too,
not a good place.
What's important is, he is virtually, I look at him as one of the king of capitalism, and capitalism has developed the world. You just think of your major corporations around the world, think of the money they put in R&D, think of the products produced, think of the people we've saved in all the different nations of the world. He is right. And with anybody with any mind thought, well, understands what you're saying.
Yep.
By the way, we're speaking with Abe Katzman, and he's a great columnist, and you can find his work at abekatzman.com. In the meantime, the UNESCO has made a World Heritage designation. How does that affect Israel, and what is that?
Well, how it actually affects Israel remains to be seen, although I don't think there's going to be too much of a practical effect. But what they did, the UNESCO goes around making declarations about World Heritage sites. And one of the World Heritage sites is in the city of Hebron, and it's the Tomb of the Patriarchs, as we call it. This is, according to the biblical account, where Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Sarah and Rebecca and Leah are all buried. That comes out of the Bible.
Right.
Josephus mentions it. If you don't like the Bible, you've got Josephus backing this up. Well, but UNESCO knows better. So UNESCO decided that even though this was, as already mentioned in sources, 2,000 years before anyone has ever heard of Islam, they called it a World Heritage Site in danger and declared it part of Palestinian heritage. They just decided, that this is actually Palestinian. And who are these great scholars? What countries do they come from? UNESCO has 21 members. I just took a look beforehand at the list. It includes Angola, Cuba, Kuwait, Tunisia, Zimbabwe. How long has Zimbabwe even been a country?
Oh, I know.
Lebanon, Burkina Faso. Their biggest cultural heritage is they've got the funniest sounding named capital that I know of, Ouagadougou. Bit of trivia for you.
Yeah, I'm amazed you can pronounce
like
it.
I'd like to see that on a spelling, in a spelling bee.
I thought he was a baby, Gugu.
Use this word in a sentence.
Yeah. And these are the people who are deciding, what actually is a Jewish site, what is a Muslim site, and the whole thing is offensive. But the idea that they would call this a site, a heritage site in danger, when for hundreds and hundreds of years only Muslims were allowed in it. Jews were allowed up to the seventh step. That was as far as they could go. Were not allowed in for literally hundreds of years. I've got to check the date. I want to say about 600 years. That's a long time to not be let inside somewhere.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Only under Israeli control that it's really not in danger, that everybody could go in. It's shared. There are Muslim periods. There's a Muslim area. There are hundreds of thousands of tourists who come there. I mean, it's open.
All right. You mentioned Palestinians. Let's talk about a Palestinian by the name of Linda Sarsour, I guess it is. And I think you've talked about her on our show before, haven't you?
Probably.
As she was
plenty of reason to.
Yeah, she was. She's now known as an activist over here, an organizer of the Women's March. She has now called for a jihad, peaceful jihad in her words, against the Trump administration. First of all, your thoughts about those calls, and could you remind our listeners about her past over there?
Yeah, well, she's a Palestinian American, wears a hijab, and claims to represent a lot of people, and she might. But she has, I mean, she's stood up for all kinds of tyrants, except for, who's the tyrant in her mind? President Trump. She is, and also she's obsessed with anti-Israel material. So she made this speech. She was in Chicago, and she said that, that standing up against tyrants, even in the United States, is a form of jihad. And that's what she hopes that, this is part of her jihad, and that the United States has fascists and white supremacists and Islamophobes reigning in the White House. And that line got huge applause. So, it's on the one hand, I look at somebody like this and I think, good, keep talking. The mask is off. Keep talking like this, because this really gets down to the heart of what someone like this believes. In the past, he's talked about, I remember the underwear bomber that almost took down a plane Christmas Day a few years back. He said, that was CIA all the way. That was her statement. It was all that's totally CIA.
Right. Hey, one other quick question, too, before we go, is George Soros and the relationship with Hungary and Israel? I was reading about that the other day with Netanyahu.
Yeah. I'll say this. George Soros was born Jewish. He certainly does not embrace Judaism or the state of Israel, any kind of identification with it, and in fact supports a lot of organizations that are highly antagonistic to Israel, and I would say highly antagonistic to what we understand America to be. He's Hungarian originally, and I don't actually, as I'm saying this now, I don't know the ins and outs of this, but I know that he has been, Hungary has a right-wing leadership right now, and I think that if for elections coming up, they've been using him. He's been involved. He's stuck his nose in there, even though he's
Stick his wallet in there? His nose?
Yeah, they put him on billboards. There's an accusation now that making him sort of the face of the left is actually anti-Semitism. Now, I don't doubt that there are plenty of anti-Semites on the Hungarian right. There always have been. So I don't know why there shouldn't be now. Not to say that that defines it in any way, but this isn't somebody who represents himself as being Jewish and as being and is attacked for that. I'm not sure that I totally grasp where the attack is coming from, unless it's just politics and any excuse to attack your opponent to use it.
Yeah, and talk about somebody who interferes in elections. By the way, speaking of elections and things, I understand there's a new Labor Party leader in Israel. Is that a big deal?
Yeah, it's a big deal in Israel, at least. A man named Avi Gabay, who is somewhat, seems to be, and that's what I have to stress, seems to be a good deal more centrist than many of the other people in the party. But he's a newcomer. He's actually not in the Knesset even right now. He was a government minister. But no one really knows enough to know exactly what he's going to be. All they know, the old guard was thrown out, and he's in there. The polls, he's done very well in the polls in the immediate aftermath of this. There's a surge in popularity for the Labor Party. But, nobody knows anything negative about him yet. And if there's one thing the Israeli press is good at, it's finding the negative things in public figures and harping on them. So the negatives will go up. Elections aren't going to be for a while. Labor would be suicidal to try to think that they could take on the prime minister at this point. So right. I don't think they're not even going to try at any point in the near future I don't think they would try to bring down the government.
All right. One last question. We haven't heard of any terrorist attacks over there. Has it been quiet, like in Gaza, the Gaza Strip, the Western Bank?
Well, there actually have been, low-level type attacks, stabbings, car rammings. There have been some of those. Not a lot. The news that everybody's watching in this regard is actually what's happening with Gaza. Now, we've spoken about this before a little bit, where Mahmoud Abbas from the Palestinian Authority has stopped payments to get electricity into Gaza, and he cut off salaries of government workers who belong to Hamas who are living in Gaza. Now he just apparently has announced that he's going to cut the welfare stipends for 80,000 families living there who just coincidentally happen to be Hamas people. So there's this effort underway apparently to try to topple Hamas. There are so many moving parts, as always. So Qatar has jumped in and says that it is going to continue to fund Hamas. And Egypt has seen an opportunity here, because what they believe they can do, they suddenly came in and said, we're going to supply you with fuel oil so that you can have electricity. And they are trying to, even though they hate Hamas, but they think that if they can make a bargain with Hamas, that they help Hamas stay in power and Hamas stops helping ISIS in the Sinai Peninsula right next to Gaza, that maybe, that might be worthwhile.
Sounds like a chess game, doesn't it?
That seems to be what they're doing now. And they hate everybody involved hates each other.
I know it. It's amazing. Well, thank goodness that we have you to sort it out for us. So we'll leave it there, Abe. Once again, thanks so much for being with us as you travel around the globe. And tell your father we said hello, please.
Absolutely.
Now, Abe, you're in Seattle, right?
Yes.
So you're about the limit of the North Korea missiles?
Yeah, we're in range. I'm so happy. It's only fair because during the Cuban Missile Crisis, I believe this was the only major city in America outside of the range of the missiles from Cuba.
Right. So right? We wanted to feel at home.
We're first in line for the North Koreans.
Turnabouts. Fair play, I reckon.
All right, Abe.
We'll be praying for you and Israel. God bless you.
And Seattle.
All right, exactly. Okay, once again, that is Abe Katzman. Once again, he's world-class commentator and columnist, and you can find his work at his website, which we're linked with at our website, but his website is abekatzman.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into Thursday's contest rules, and then we still got a lot more to talk about, including who is Glenn Simpson, and why should you know who he is?
And he's not related to Homer.
No.
This is going to be a great story.
Cowabunga, dude.
Yep.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
The weather is heating up, and so is the Central Florida real estate market. Hi, I'm Pierce Outlaw, Vice President of Patriot Home Funding. The greatest asset a buyer has in a hot competitive market is the ability to close on time, at a great rate, and with no hassle. The home loan professionals at Patriot Home Funding are dedicated to making sure you get the best financing possible to make you the most attractive buyer possible. And if you are a seller, you need the peace of mind of knowing that your buyers are pre-approved by the most knowledgeable and experienced lender to ensure your sale closes. All it takes is one free 15-minute phone call to get your pre-approval today. Our 112 combined years of superior service and expertise will stand behind you as a buyer or seller to ensure your transaction closes on time, efficiently, with the best rate and lowest cost possible. Pick up that phone now and call Patriot Home Funding at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Or visit us on the web at mypHF.com. That's mypHF.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, NMLS number 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Recognize this tune? Police Academy.
Oh, jeez.
All right, we only got a minute.
Dedicated to de Blasio.
And the new contest for this week.
Well, that's good. I like that. Yeah. Actually, what our contest is, we're going to take our good friend de Blasio, and we would like to know, what punishment do you believe the citizens of New York City should impose on Mayor de Blasio for his thoughtless trip to the G20 and his support of the absolute nuts that were walking around there and abandoning the police in time of need, the police, new police that are going to graduate from the school, and the traffic and the trash and all the other problems. Now, I think that the citizens should probably think about his son, maybe get rid of his son's afro, and then put him in the police academy, meaning his son. Maybe the father will learn more respect for our police.
Okay, so what should be the payback for de Blasio ignoring
what
his
punishment?
Police force? He was at Officer Familia's funeral today, but
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
A little bit too late.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Gentlemen, welcome back to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. And fear not, college and NFL football is just right around the corner.
Chris, I know we were talking about that a little bit earlier. We're only probably two, 3 weeks away. The pro camps come in, and then college starts around. They're bringing them in probably around August 7th.
Yeah.
And this is exciting. The Gators open up with Michigan.
Yep.
At the Cowboys Stadium, and FSU opens up
against
with Alabama.
Tide, yeah.
I couldn't believe the price of those tickets, $4.59.
Well, it's big-time football.
Wow, you're not kidding.
We're going to talk some big-time politics right here in this hour of the show. Thank you for being with us. I am Christopher Hart. Of course, that is Mike McBath. On the bridge is Nick LoCicero. 407-774-8255 is the number. By the way, once again, the Rays are off all this week, and the show will be rebroadcast in its entirety tonight again on the Talk America Radio Network, 12 o'clock Eastern Time. That's talkamericaradio.us Liberty Channel.
Chris, one thing about the Rays, I think they have two guys in the All-Star game tonight.
Oh, cool.
That's good.
Yeah, that kicks off at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
You'd be better off watching the All-Star game, whether you like baseball or not, than watching any of the cable channels. except at 10 o'clock, you may want to see an interview.
Yeah, you get a little bored with the game, turn over and watch Hannity.
At 10 o'clock, Donald Trump Jr. is going to be on Hannity's show. The interview has already been taped. In case you didn't know, the Sean Hannity show is seldom live. And the interview has been taped. We just saw a couple of clips of it, and in essence, Don Jr. just more or less tells his story.
We
have been getting in bits and pieces.
And I think his naivety as the politician side, you know, is just a situation. He probably can't believe how people alter your words, twist everything, and distort everything, and here we go.
All right. So what happened is, of course, we know that the story began to break over the weekend, that he had this meeting with this Russian lawyer, who, by the way, had been given the credentials to come to the United States and act as a lobbyist by guess who? I remember at the time when they had this meeting, President Trump had not even been officially nominated by the party yet.
Now, remember, Chris, I'm not on Hollywood Squares, buddy.
All right, I've already done it to you.
Okay, give me a, this is on Hollywood Squares. Oh, God.
Barack Obama, okay? It was Barack Obama's State Department that made it possible for this woman to do what she did. All right, but in fact, she seems to have been a bit player in a bigger, shall we say, scenario. Story.
Yeah.
And so it began to break over the weekend that this meeting had been set up, and it was ostensibly about adoptions, and in particular something called the Magnitsky Act, which was an act that our Congress passed, Obama signed, in response to restrictions that Vladimir Putin had put on adoptions, primarily in his own country. Basically not allowing homosexual or lesbian couples to adopt Russian children. And they responded with, our Congress responded with this. And she was lobbying to try to get something done.
I mean, that was the purpose of the meeting, right?
That's what the, Well, that wasn't what the purpose was supposed to be
about.
Well,
that's what I said, but.
But that's what it turned out being about.
Right.
Let me read you from Donald Trump Jr.'s email today, one of the emails that he released that describes what the meeting was supposed to be about. Now, let me give you a little background. And in this hour of the show, we are going to tell you who Glenn Simpson is and how you should know who he is and how he fits into all of this. First of all, the fella that contacted Don Trump initially is a guy named Rob Goldstone. You might have seen his picture on television. They're very unflattering pictures, the ones I've seen of him. He is a publicist. He's an agent for talent. Okay, they met when the Trumps were doing beauty pageant business. Okay, he also, one of his, that's Goldstone's clients, is a Russian entertainer by the name of Emin, not Eminem.
Not Eminem.
No.
We've had enough of him.
Emin. You spell it E-M-I-N. Okay, so that gives you a little background for this email, which I am now going to read. It is from Rob Goldstone to Donald Trump Jr. And it's dated June 3rd, 2016, 10:36 a.m. Good morning. Emin just called and asked me to contact you with something very interesting. The Crown Prosecutor of Russia met with his father, and in their meeting, that's Emin's father, who was friends with this guy. Once again, these are all Russians. And in their meeting, offered to provide the Trump campaign with some official documents and incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia, and would be very useful to your father's campaign.
Now, has Trump been nominated at that point, or is it before?
No, was before the official nomination. After the primary season, though, when he had locked up enough delegates. This was that short in-between period.
Break point.
Okay? This is obviously very high-level and sensitive information of Russia and its government's support of Mr. Trump, helped along by Aras and Emin. Okay? There's Emin in this again. What do you think is the best way to handle this information, and would you be able to speak to Emin about it directly? I can also send this information to your father via Rona, but it's ultra-sensitive, so wanted to send to you first. Best, Rob Goldstone. Rona is one of Trump's longtime personal aides. And this was what the meeting was supposed to be about. And Junior follows up with an email saying, if you really have this, that's cool. I mean, that's good. And that's what the media is all, having their fit about today. Okay? And we have everything from This might have been, how did Jonathan Turley put it? They may have been chumps, meaning the John Jr. Manafort.
But there was nothing illegal the email.
Right. The woman herself, Natalia, has come out in an NBC interview this morning. She said that she didn't know anything about this. When she was asked about it directly, she either misinterpreted the question or the interpreter didn't get it right because she was speaking in Russian. Now, I presume she can speak English, right?
Yeah.
But the interview this morning was being conducted. The interviewer was speaking English, and there was an interpreter, and this is Natalia, the person who had the face-to-face meeting with three fellas who don't speak Russian. She was speaking Russian through the interpreter this morning in the interview.
And what show was it on?
NBC.
So in other words, they could, in essence, make any statement based upon what she says that might not even be what she's saying to the American people.
I suppose.
That's pretty devious.
Unless you speak Russian, you may not exactly, to your point, yes.
Yeah.
The one word she did say, which was "net," which everybody I think knows means no in Russian, was, are you an official or do you have any connections to the Russian government? And her answer was "net." But it's odd that the woman
English. Are you kidding
right?
me? Yeah. Why don't you speak for yourself?
Or perhaps, maybe I'm wrong, perhaps there was an interpreter in the meeting as well. That hasn't been revealed. But that's a side note. Okay? She also said after about 9 or 10 minutes, Kushner left the room. Manafort never looked up from something he was reading on his telephone. And in essence, the meeting was mostly with Junior. And once he realized...
Yeah, I guess he was bothered by it, like bugged by it. Like, well, what am I doing here?
Right. Because it wasn't about what the Crown Prince had given to Emin's father. Right?
He
it
was baited
about
into
the Magnitsky Act. Or however you pronounce that. Magnitsky Act. So he realized that this isn't... So they left the meeting. That was the end of it.
That's it.
Okay? What this actually proves is that there had not been collaboration, or I should say collusion. Because if there had been, they wouldn't have needed to go through Emin and Rob Goldstone.
Right.
Right? Who looks like, well, this is, let's say he's been eating too many hot dogs. Okay? and he needs to
maybe slim
comb
down a little
his hair
bit.
A little bit.
Slim
or something,
fast,
right?
A little makeover.
All right. Mm-hmm. He looks like me half the time, but I got a good excuse for it, right? But anyway, what this proves is somebody was up to something. Somebody baited Junior into that meeting and used Rob Goldstone and Emin, and perhaps Emin's, or maybe not. Maybe they just used Rob Goldstone, right?
And that could be, yeah.
Somebody promised something that wasn't delivered. And by the way, even if it had been delivered, unless a deal was struck, a quid pro quo, you give us information, we'll eliminate sanctions or something like that, or you give us money with the information. Those things, illegal. What we see here, nothing wrong with this.
Right. None of that money aspect or anything else was mentioned during the conversation.
And as Abe Katzman said, even if Putin himself had been in the meeting, it might look bad.
But
nothing illegal.
Right.
This is what I call bare-knuckle politics. They were looking to get an edge. Mm-hmm. They were looking for anything that they could use to help their father win. And it wasn't illegal to do what they were doing. Now, a lot of people saying Manafort should have never allowed them to have this meeting. That even if they weren't doing anything illegal, it's just stupid. And at the end of the day, I guess you can armchair quarterback that. But obviously, Manafort wasn't even paying any attention.
Yeah, I was going to say he was on the phone.
Right. And by the way, he didn't stick around much longer after this because of the Clinton's campaign colluding with the Ukrainians. Okay. But that's not the half of what they were doing, okay? When you want to talk about collusion, well, that brings us all now to Glenn Simpson. And we have to take a break. So when we do that, we're going to come back and we're going to tell you who Glenn Simpson is and why it matters and how he's in the middle of all of this. And we're going to bring in people like Christopher Steele. We're going to bring in people like John McCain.
Well, there's a household name.
And
the other two, I don't know.
And we're going to bring in a Russian foreign ministry official and a former Russian intelligence official who's, quote unquote, still active in the Kremlin and tell you how all them come into play in this story and yet have nothing to do with Junior and have nothing to do with Senior and have nothing to do with any of the Trumps.
Wow.
How about that?
Let's go.
All right. Let's take that break right now.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Looking for ways to help your local community and help yourself at the same time? Got real estate you'd like to get out from under? Got beat up or vacant rental properties? How about inherited properties that need a lot of investment just to be sold? Got property with liens or judgments? The Florida Housing Group is an IRS-approved 501c3 nonprofit organization that has the legal resources to accept such properties, repair and resell them, and use the funds to help local charities. And you can receive a tax-deductible receipt to apply on your taxes for 2017 and beyond. Donating unwanted real estate can be good for you and good for others as well. Call the Florida Housing Group today. You'll be doing a good deed for your community and for yourself. Call 941-203-1111 for full information. That's 941-203-1111.
The weather is heating up, and so is the Central Florida real estate market. Hi, I'm Pierce Outlaw, Vice President of Patriot Home Funding. The greatest asset a buyer has in a hot competitive market is the ability to close on time, at a great rate, and with no hassle. The home loan professionals at Patriot Home Funding are dedicated to making sure you get the best financing possible to make you the most attractive buyer possible. And if you are a seller, you need the peace of mind of knowing that your buyers are pre-approved by the most knowledgeable and experienced lender to ensure your sale closes. All it takes is one free 15-minute phone call to get your pre-approval today. Our 112 combined years of superior service and expertise will stand behind you as a buyer or seller to ensure your transaction closes on time, efficiently, with the best rate and lowest cost possible. Pick up that phone now and call Patriot Home Funding at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Or visit us on the web at mypHF.com. That's mypHF.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, NMLS number 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $799 per person? Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise starting as low as $499 per person? Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow.
Secret agent man, secret agent man. Go ahead, Chris.
Giving you a number and taking away your name.
Thank you, former DJ Christopher Hart, singing to you.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Secret Agent Man. All right, let's get to Glenn Simpson. All right, First of all, I'm gleaning a lot of this information from a Vanity Fair article, and this is from the April edition. Alec Baldwin
on the front. So this is not anonymous, any of this information.
No.
Okay.
So you can go look it up for yourself, and I suggest that you do. And by the way, Alec Baldwin's holding, look at that big old stogie he's holding in his hand.
I know.
I mean,
did you see
he looks like a baseball bat.
Was he the one that moved to the United States with his wife?
Yeah.
And he, you know why he moved?
Terrorist threats.
Right. What a man. What a man. Oh, my God. He pulls out of England. Oh, yeah. You're a real good liberal, buddy.
All right. So we're just going to be able to get started on this. So let me just get started, and then we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. This is a story entitled The Kremlin Connection, the man behind the infamous dossier that raises the possibility that Donald Trump may be vulnerable to Kremlin blackmail, is Russia expert Christopher Steele, formerly of MI6. His story reveals why the dossier has scared some powerful people, by Howard Blum. All right. And so the story is about Christopher Steele. And a little bit about who he is and how this whole dossier came to be. And Christopher Steele, after he got out of government business at MI6, when he was first a young spy, he along with his wife, and this is described in the story, went to Moscow to be spies over there. And as they say, a thinly covered spy. Mm-hmm. In other words, it didn't take the Russians long to figure out this guy's a spy. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? Which right there means that they were working on him, perhaps providing him disinformation because they knew he was a spy.
Right.
Right? So right there, you got to wonder, begin to wonder about him and his so-called connections. All right? So anyway, he's a young spy over there. He's over there during the early Putin era. And then after about 10 years or so, he comes back to England, and he's the head of the Russia spy desk in England. Now, once again, this is just me from the article, if he had been being used by the Russians, or they knew he was a spy while he was there, and they were perhaps feeding him through his sources and his contacts, who he thought he was using, they were using counterintelligence against him, and he winds up at the Russia desk back in England.
That's not good.
No, it is not good at all.
I know.
No, it's like having a mole there.
You see,
they got their guy there.
Mm.
All right? So he does this for 5 or 6 years, and then he decides to strike out on his own, and he starts a business called Orbis, O-R-B-I-S, and he's located in... London's Belgravia District, Victorian terraced houses on a side street in London's Belgravia District.
So how long, it sounds to me like he worked about 16, 17 years with.
As a spy for England, but that the Russians knew who he was.
I just wonder what brought him to the end of his career.
He wanted more money.
Oh, okay. No,
because,
that's good enough. Huh?
What Orbis charges is, let's see, he was going to charge the organization that we're going to get to in the next segment $12,000 to $15,000 a month plus expenses.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make that as a spy unless you're on the take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're going to have to take a break when we're going to come back, and we're going to tell you who hired. You might already know since I've been saying his name. But now we're going to tell you who and why he hired Christopher Steele and how this turns the story against the Democrats.
Chris, this sounds like a novel. Exciting.
Rocky
and Friends.
Even the best novelist couldn't have come up with
this,
right?
Is,
stick around for more of the American Adversaries, please.
FM 105.5 and 5.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee is requesting that President Trump's eldest son, his son-in-law, and his former campaign chairman turn over a wide array of documents regarding a meeting they had with a Russian lawyer who they were told had damaging information about Hillary Clinton. Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland says in a letter that he's concerned that the decision to take The June 9th, 2016 meeting raises questions about their respect for the very principles that our democracy has been founded upon. Seven of the U.S. troops killed in a Mississippi plane crash were special operations forces based at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Six were Marines and one was a sailor. The Marine Corps refueling and cargo plane went down in a soybean field on Monday and killed 16 military members in all. On Wall Street, the Dow up by a point. More details at srnnews.com.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
There's a man who leads a life of danger.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Chris, but Bond was what? Was he an M7 or what was Bond?
No, he was MI5.
MI5, yeah. And this gentleman?
MI6.
Whoa.
All right. And that's British intelligence, of course.
Or lack.
Right. Yeah. Who is in this story, too.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff that has been floating around is right here in this story. And it all begins with Glenn Simpson, not with Christopher Steele. As I said, Christopher Steele was a former Russian spy and then head of the Russian desk. Even though the Russians knew he was a spy, mm-hmm. nobody seemed to think that that might be compromising.
Unusual.
Yes, mm-hmm. that he could be used by the Russians if they knew he was a spy by feeding him disinformation. So having said that, when he got out of the spy game, he went into business for himself. Capitalist, right? Entrepreneur. Right. Started a business called Obis. And what Obis does is they are a global private eye. Okay?
All right. So he's just applying his knowledge of people and places?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And along the way, when he was in Russia, he made friends with a guy named Glenn Simpson. Okay? This is where Glenn comes into play. Glenn is, get this, a former investigative reporter.
Wait a second. Did he work for CNN, or who did he work for?
He worked for sort of an independent.
Mm-hmm.
But he decided to get out of that business too, and then start his own business. Once again, entrepreneurs.
They should be Trump fans.
And what business did he start? A little old business in Washington, D.C. No, he wasn't selling hot dogs. No, he wasn't. He was selling information. And his business is called, and it's still in operation, it is called Fusion GPS. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if you've been listening closely, and we talked about this a little night last night and the night before on our show, who Fusion GPS is, they are a Democrat muckraking group. In other words, he's gone from being an investigative reporter to being an investigative dirt digger.
But they are a Democrat.
His money comes from Democratic sources.
That's what we want to know.
Primarily. But not necessarily exclusively. Okay? All right. So this is how it all started with Christopher Steele, which ended up with the dossier. And we're going to explain how the dossier ended up in John McCain's hands. Okay.
Yeah, I remember that incident,
all right? All
right.
Tell us a little something about John McCain and where he spends his off hours. Okay. So in 2011, Glenn Simpson, I'm reading now from the article. In 2011, Glenn Simpson, along with two other former Journal reporters, that would be Wall Street Journal, launched Fusion GPS in Washington, D.C., the firm's activities, according to the terse, purposefully oblique statement on its website, centered on, and now it quotes the website, premium research, strategic intelligence, and due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they're an investigative agency. In September 2015, as the Republican primary campaign was heating up, he, that being Glenn Simpson and GPS, Fusion GPS, was hired to compile an opposition research dossier on Donald Trump. Who wrote the check? I read now. Simpson, always secretive, won't reveal his client's identity. However, according to a friend who had spoken with Simpson at the time, the funding came from a never-Trump Republican and not directly from the campaign war chests of any of Trump's primary opponents. So there was a never-Trumper out there mm-hmm. who hired this guy, somebody who knew what he did. Okay? So once again, this is the world of politics. This is this is the dirty
it's
side.
It's not too unusual yet. We're getting there.
This is the dirty side.
Right.
But by mid-2016, what was the date on that email I read a while ago? Let's see, June 6, 2016.
That would be right in
right
the
about
middle.
The same time frame, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the email traffic went on, and it was about a week later that they had the meeting.
Right.
But by mid-2016, despite all the revelations Simpson was digging up about the billionaire's roller coaster career, that'd be Trump, of course, two previously unimaginable events suddenly affected both the urgency and the focus of his research. First, Trump had apparently locked up the nomination. Once again, the convention had not occurred.
Right.
And his client, more pragmatic than combative, was done throwing good money after bad. In other words, the Republican donor who had set all this in motion decided, well, okay, he's getting the nomination. I'm not going to waste money more of my time. Money, I mean.
Right.
All right. So Simpson suddenly has lost his client, who was paying good money.
He has some pretty good information, though, right now.
That's what he was thinking.
That's what I thought.
All right, so he thinks he has something of value,
mm-hmm.
but he just lost the person who was paying for it. But he thinks it's of value. All right?
You go out and sell it again.
So let me pick it up again. So for first, Trump won the nomination, and they don't want to throw up good money after. And second, there was a new cycle of disturbing news stories wafting around Trump as the wordy headline splashed across the front page of the Washington Post on June 17th, heralded inside, and the headline was, Trump's financial ties to Russia and his unusual flattery of Vladimir Putin. And that was Washington Post. Okay? And so Simpson, as fellow journalists remember, smelled fresh red meat. And after all, he had discovered he'd grown deeply concerned about the prospect of a Trump presidency. How about that? So he found Democratic donors now whose checks would keep his opposition research going, and he made a call to London to a partner at Orbis he had worked with in the past, an ex-spy by the name of Christopher Steele.
Right, and then remember that story came out.
Right. So when the Republicans contacted him, Simpson, that is, went to work on his own, okay? Wow. And then when Trump got the nomination, the Republican, whoever it was, dumped him.
He's
all
gone.
Right? He's gone. So now he's done some work. He's got some dirt, he thinks, right? He's got the product that he's in the business of doing.
There is a buyer
so
now.
So he now needs to go and find the logical next buyer, which was going to be now the logical opponent of Donald Trump. No longer a Republican primary candidate, but the general election Democrat candidate. And sure enough, they bit. And they bit hard, and they started pumping money in, and he decided to go foreign with it. That he's done as much as he could domestically, and that this headline told him perhaps he should go to his old buddy Chris Steele, who he knew was a spy mm-hmm. for the Brits against Russia, because everybody in Moscow knew it. Okay? So he calls Christopher Steele at Orbis and sets that in motion, okay? So Christopher Steele gets this nice contract, and he goes to work, doing, in essence, the same thing that Glenn Simpson had been doing. But now he's working for Glenn Simpson, okay? So this is why Glenn Simpson is in the middle of all of this. And once again, he is the founder and one of the main owners of Fusion GPS, the dirt make dirt. And once again, they do it for anybody. They're not prejudiced.
We sell dirt.
Right.
I can cash checks.
Right. Yeah, they're what do they call those
muckrakers?
No. A military guy who will hire out anybody
A mercenary.
Yeah, there you go.
The mercenaries, right? The journalistic.
Yeah, as long as the money's good, they don't matter,
yeah.
Right? So he finds a new source of money. It's Democrats, and they're paying big because they want the same thing. They want an edge. This is politics. Everybody wants an edge. Okay. So now the Democrats are going to get the edge. They think that's what they're paying for. So he goes to Steele, and Steele goes to his sources. Okay. Now, these are the sources that he developed as a well-known spy for the Brits in Russia, and that Russia knew he was a spy. Okay? So they're not idiots. So let me tell you about some of his sources, because this really turns the table away from collusion from the Trumps to collusion with the Clintons. Okay? All right. See if this sounds like these people are trying to help Donald Trump, because these are the people who are the sources for the dossier, the peeing on the bed, and all the other stuff.
It'll definitely help.
Okay.
Trump.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just tell you who the sources are. Then you tell me if you think the Russian government was trying to help Donald Trump. All right. Source A. Don't have names. Just have letters. Source A. To use the careful nomenclature of the dossier, was a, and I quote now from the dossier, a senior Russian foreign ministry figure. Let me read this again. Source A for the dossier, which was to be used to end Donald Trump and is still trying to be used to end Donald Trump. Okay? Supposed to be all about collusion between Trump and the Russians to defeat Hillary. Okay? His source A, his main source, was a senior Russian foreign ministry figure.
Well, you could trust that guy, too.
Well, the point being is, if this is true,
it's not helping,
it appears as though the Russians were trying to defeat Trump.
Right.
Now, why would the Russians, after all of this business that we've been hearing all these months about collusion, wanting to defeat Hillary Clinton and all this, Why would the Russians want to defeat Donald Trump and rather have Hillary Clinton as president of the United States?
I can think of a number of reasons. What? The Iranian deal, the fact that Trump's going to be much harder on them, a lot of aspects.
In fact, you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
If they had information on anybody to blackmail, it wasn't Donald Trump. It was Hillary Clinton, right?
Right.
And in fact, they didn't see in her a strong representative of Western culture.
Oh, they knew they could work her up. Look at the uranium deal.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't doubt that this guy was a senior Russian foreign ministry figure. The question is, what kind of information would he give to a guy who he knows is a British spy? Information that the Russian government would want the Brits to have. Not information they wouldn't want them to have, but information that they would want them to have. Let me continue here. And Nick, just please stretch this out. Matter of fact, dump the commercials. We're just going to go to 7 o'clock. Thank you. Our sponsors are the greatest in the world. Source B was a former top-level intelligence officer still active in the Kremlin. Another high-level Kremlin official helping put a dossier together to ruin Donald Trump. Who would they be colluding with? Donald Trump? I think not. They would be colluding with the people who hired them, Democrats. And guess what? It's not illegal. Even if they were doing it, it's not illegal. But the point is, it wasn't the Russians colluding with Trump to help beat Hillary. It was the exact opposite. And they were using Fusion GPS and Orbis to facilitate it. And in fact, they did want whoever got elected to be weak and impotent.
Well, they had the right one.
Didn't they?
At her actions. Obviously, they pinpointed her perfectly.
Let me read you a couple of more of his sources. So that was A and B, his top two sources. This is where it gets even more interesting. Source E was, and I quote now, an ethnic Russian who is a close associate of Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump. This is from the dossier. Mm-hmm. Source E was an ethnic Russian and close associate of Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump. So in other words, there are people in the Trump campaign who were trying to hurt him, who had evidently ties to Russia. What was this? An ethnic Russian?
Right.
Ethnic Russian. Okay? Close ties to the campaign. Maybe planted there to hurt him, not to help him. If they wanted to help him, they wouldn't have helped Christopher Steele put together this dossier. That's not all. Okay? Let me see. Then there was Source D, another close associate of Trump who had organized and managed his recent trips to Moscow. So there's a little the factor that I hope people in the Trump have read this and maybe, that was Charlie or whoever, right?
Right.
Okay. And Source F, a female staffer at the Moscow Ritz-Carlton Hotel, which is where the peen episode was alleged to have happened.
Right.
And was alleged to have been recorded.
Right.
All right. And was alleged to have been set up by the Republicans in order to, it was the old blackmail ruse, according to Steele.
Mm-hmm.
They set this whole thing up in order to, and this was years before Trump had ever even announced he was going to be president. How in the hell would they have known unless they do this to every American businessman that comes over there? Right? See how this is? It's not implicating Trump. It's exonerating Trump. It's saying that someone was trying awful hard to hurt Trump. And evidently it was the Russians. And that they had been hired by the Democrats after being hired by a Republican donor, all right, in order to get this on Trump. So these people weren't there to help the president. They were there to hurt him. And by the way, the sources told Christopher Steele that it was the Russians behind the WikiLeaks things that went out. And by the way, today was the one-year anniversary, or was it yesterday?
Yeah, Seth Rich.
Of Seth Rich,
you know,
being
which
murdered.
Is a sad story. And, you know, the irony of that is the Republicans have put up $600,000 to bring forth information on the killer. The Democrats have put up a bike rack, if you help.
All right. Okay, nice. There you go. So Steele's got all this stuff he thinks he has, right? Once again, this is from sources who are motivated to hurt Donald Trump, all of them, with the exception maybe of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel staff. Mm-hmm. She might not have known anything. And by the way, all she said was that, yeah, they were here. Okay. But he thinks that Putin has what he calls, this is a Russian word, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's kompromat. K-O-M-P-R-O-M-A-T. And that's Moscow's word for compromising material. In other words, blackmail stuff.
And that's not hard to believe.
But Steele thinks that they have it, if we believe Steele. And I don't have any reason to disbelieve him, because the Russians were manipulating him, you see, and probably have been doing so for decades, ever since they knew he was a spy in Moscow, right? And so he's got this information. So what does he do with it now? He's
packages. Yeah,
he's seen that it doesn't seem to be getting anywhere with Simpson. So he decides to take matters now into his own hands and do something else with it. So the FBI comes into the picture. The FBI has something called a Eurasian Joint Organized Crime Squad. Have you ever heard of the FBI's Eurasian Joint Organized Crime Squad?
No.
We might now that Mueller is the special prosecutor.
Now that we know,
we will. Okay. But evidently, this was established a number of years ago, and Steele, over the years, had made some contacts in this squad, and so he went to them with some of his information. And according to Steele, they responded with, quote-unquote, shock and horror that convinced Steele that they were going to do something about it. Okay. So they didn't. They didn't do anything about it. They sat on it. They did not do a thing with it.
Right there, it tells you a lot.
It makes you wonder. Did they already know about it? Did they think it was all a hoax? Did they think it was false? If they were investigating organized crime, they may have been watching the thing all along, right, with the intelligence capabilities that we have today. And the FBI, I thought, was a domestic domestic law enforcement agency. I didn't know that they had a Eurasian branch. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I suppose if it deals with crime here in the United States, then so be it. Obviously, for the protecting the United States, we hope. But they sat on it, so he got frustrated and frustrated and frustrated. Okay, that brings us to, let's see. On a bright autumn weekend in late November in Nova Scotia.
Now, November of 2016.
Okay. About 300 deep thinkers. Okay, so this is after the election now.
Okay.
After Donald Trump has been elected and Steele's freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not only did he prevent Donald Trump from getting elected with all this dossier stuff, now he feels like he's got to do something about it. So he goes to Mother Jones, and he gives an interview to Mother Jones on condition of anonymity. Okay? That goes nowhere. So he's now real frustrated. So on a bright autumn weekend in late November in Nova Scotia, about 300 deep thinkers, a collection of, get this, academics, government officials, corporate executives, and journalists.
So mostly left-wing radicals. Yeah, I guess that might be.
No. Deep thinkers.
Oh, whatever that is. I still am not sure I met any. But.
And journalists from 70 countries. In other words, the elite.
Wow.
Okay? This is the elite having one of their Bilderberger meetings or whatever,
I can
right?
see why he's there, boy, to peddle this.
Settled in for a couple of ruminative days at the annual Halifax International Security Forum. There were cocktail parties, elaborate dinners, a 5K run, a seemingly endless schedule of weighty discussion groups, and nearly constant feverish chatter about the new, improbable American president-elect. It was at some point in this busy weekend that Senator John McCain.
And he was there.
That Senator John McCain and David J. Kramer, a former State Department official whose bailiwick was Russia and who now toils at Arizona State University, found themselves at the meeting huddled with Sir Andrew Wood, a former British ambassador to Russia. Sir Andrew, 77, had served in Moscow for 5 years, and he knew Christopher Steele. Okay? And he knew about the dossier. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it appears as though he was there on behalf of Christopher Steele and the dossier. And it was at that time he told this fellow Kramer, a former State Department official, which means he's probably a liberal. Okay?
Right.
But he's traveling with Senator John McCain, who is one of the, and this is the biggest joke of all.
Yeah.
He is one of the 300 deep thinkers. Now, Senator John McCain graduated last in his class at Annapolis.
Right.
The only reason he was there because his father was an admiral.
Right.
Okay? He is the farthest thing from a deep thinker. You couldn't get much more shallow than John McCain, thinking-wise, right? This is how he ended up in the middle of the worst naval disaster brought on by a member of our own Navy against our own Navy in the Forrestal aircraft carrier disaster when he was walked away scot-free, scratch-free.
And they say they wanted him off the ship and everything.
Because the crew was going to throw him overboard because he was a horse's you-know-what.
Yep.
And deep thinking don't come natural to John McCain. But it doesn't matter when you're the elite. You are automatically on the deep thinking list. You see? All right. So him and Kramer come back to Washington, D.C. But in the meantime, a clandestine meeting had been set up between Kramer and Steele, where Kramer would go over to London, and in a park, there would be one of these movie-like exchanges. Mm-hmm. Mum's the word. Okay, here's the document, right? And it slipped. The dossier is slipped to Kramer. Kramer brings it back to Washington, D.C. Next thing you know, John McCain shows up on Jim Boy Comey's doorstep with the dossier. All right. Now,
terrible.
The FBI had
terrible.
Already known about it, but this is the dossier that then Jim Boy Comey had the meeting one-on-one with Trump December 16th, a couple of weeks later, December 16th, one-on-one with Trump when he told Trump about the dossier, and Trump blew his stack, right? This is ridiculous. This is nonsense. And that was the meeting that afterwards Comey went out to his car and decided for some reason he needed to start documenting his meetings with Donald J. Trump. All of this set in motion by Glenn Simpson and the Republican operative, the Republican donor, the Never Trumper, who hired him, and then the Democrats who picked it up. And it shows clearly that Russians were trying to harm Donald Trump's efforts to be elected president of the United States, at least a lot more clearly than any damn any damn Democrat or any investigative committee or any news agency, and including today's revelations by Don Jr., that there was any collaboration, collusion, or any organization like that going the other way. Okay? This is where we clearly, according to people in the media who are holding him up as some sort of hero, he reveals that the real effort was to defeat Trump.
No, this could be a spy thriller.
It is.
I mean, I would love to see this movie put the film.
Secret
and then
Asian Man.
Then we could run it up
Secret
to Washington and let everybody watch
Asian
it.
Asian Man.
But I mean,
he's
it makes it very clear how wrong what's going
man.
On is.
Exactly.
Know, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible,
just
terrible.
Remember, we are the Titans of Talk Radio. The voice to be reckoned with.
That was a great analysis of
Glenn
the situation.
Simpson, where are you?
You could go into our honor roll.
Night, everybody. Yeah.